What are chemtrails? Are they actually chemical or biological agents deliberately sprayed at high altitudes for a purpose undisclosed to us? Is it for weather modification? Is it simply just jet vapor trails? Or none of the above? You know, federal agencies have received thousands of complaints from people who have demanded an explanation. The existence of chemtrails has been repeatedly denied by government agencies and scientists around the world. At the coasttocoastam.com website, in the highlights section, you'll see our Insta poll regarding chemtrails. Cast your vote. Cast your opinion. And up next, what in the world are they spraying? Stand by for that on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome to Coast, two special guests for you tonight. Now, G. Edward Griffin, you know him. He is a writer, documentary film producer, with many successful titles to his credit. He has dealt with such diverse subjects as ancient Earth history, the Federal Reserve System, terrorism, and the history of taxation. Edward is the founder and president of American Media, the Reality Zone, the Cancer Cure Foundation, and Freedom Force International. Here's G. Edward Griffin back on Coast to Coast. Edward, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well, George. How are you doing?
Good, good. You know, last time we talked, we were talking about the Federal Reserve, now chemtrails.
It just gets spookier as
it does.
We go.
It does. Okay, and also Michael Murphy, journalist, filmmaker, political activist from the Los Angeles area, whose work focuses on issues that go way beyond the interest of the corporate mainstream media. Michael's work includes co-producing documentary What in the World Are They Spraying? And several other short films that address very controversial issues. Here he is on Coast to Coast. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Hey, doing great, George. How are you?
Good. By the way, I've heard a lot of your work, and you are to be congratulated, Michael.
Well, thank you very much.
I knew a Michael Murphy years ago in St. Louis who was dabbling in films, and we're talking about 25, 30 years ago. That wouldn't be you, would it?
No, very, very common name. Often I get mistaken for other Mike Murphy.
Okay, now tell me, Michael, how did you and G. Edward get together on this project?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I was working with Paul Wittenberger, who is a filmmaker, and we decided to go over to Ed's house and interview him about some of the other issues that he's obviously an expert on. During that time, I had started this documentary about a month before, and during the interview, we started talking about chemtrails and found out that we all shared the same deep concerns about the issue. So after the interview, Ed said, you know, I might want to get involved with this, and I might be able to help you raise some money. So we decided to go ahead and put a fundraiser together, and the rest is essentially history.
Voila.
We need our funding.
Okay. And Ed, your interest in chemtrails.